Welcome to Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
We're your hosts, Dana.
And Amanda.
Just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit. Hey, everyone.
Hey. Been a while.
It's been a while. There's been a lot going on. We just do what we can.
Yeah. So, how was your Halloween?
Halloween was different for us this year, just age-wise, I feel like. Well, so I didn't even really understand what my stepdaughter went as. She went as a character from the show Riverdale. I don't know if anybody really knows that show. I don't. But I think it's like based off of like the comic book Archie. Oh, okay. I want to say. So she went as like a Southside Serpent, which is like a gang from what I gather. We made fun of her the whole time about planning it because we were like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. And it was basically all she needed was a leather jacket with like the symbol on the back. And that was her costume, but she had like five people come over and they were going to go trick-or-treating together and like not one of them even dressed up at all. So then I was like, okay, at least she's doing something.
Yeah. How'd they expect to go trick-or-treating without costumes?
I don't know. They just went and like, I feel like at this age, like they're 12, I feel like they feel like if they dress in black, like that's good enough. But it's, I said, this is like a regular day. You guys always all dress in black.
Seriously.
Just a bunch of like, I don't know, what did we used to call them? Emos?
Yeah.
Yeah, emos. It's like, you guys are just emos from my high school, but that's fine. So they went around together, and I feel like that was a big trust thing because she's had some untrustworthy traits over the last couple of years, and so we kind of gave her that little bit, and she did well. And then my son went, like we went around with him, but we kind of live on a court that are two courts kind of together connected. So we let them, we just sat on the driveway and let them kind of do the court and then do the next court. And then we just walked around with them and went farther. So I feel like it was just weird. Like it was like a, like you're not like holding your baby's hands walking up to the door. Do you know what I mean? Like you probably did that. Did you do that this year?
No, they ran without me this year.
Oh, they did. Yeah. It's almost heartbreaking, but it's nice too, because you don't have to put in as many steps, you know?
Yeah. I was the mom shouting from the sidewalk, say thank you. Just one. Don't push your brother.
Oh, and thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. What did your kids go as?
So my youngest went as Casey Jones from Ninja Turtles, who I had no idea who the fuck it even was, and awesome. Tried to talk him out of the costume, and like the kid, he just turned four, would not let up. So I bring it home really? And ask my husband, and he's like, oh, sweet, that's from Ninja Turtles. He's so cool. And my middle wanted to be an astronaut, so I went to at least five stores looking, finally found it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is probably still wearing it in bed currently, a week later.
That makes so much sense for him, an astronaut. Yeah.
Yeah. Telling me Neptune's a big blue planet. And and then my stepdaughter was a glittery cat princess.
Perfect.
You know.
Obviously. Yes.
Obviously. So we currently only have supervised visitations with her mother. So on Halloween, she actually, my husband worked until like six or something. So I took the kids out trick-or-treating for a bit with a couple of their little friends and then came home, fed them dinner, and then he took them out again. And then her bio mom came and met up with him at like 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, she did. And
they went trick-or-treating together with my stepdaughter and my middle son.
Okay.
And I guess my husband was telling me he was laughing the whole time because I guess my stepdaughter's mom just thought my son was the cutest thing ever and like kept talking about how sweet he was and how cute he was. And my husband just kept saying how he's my mini me and he looks just like me and he acts just like Amanda. And
Oh, that's so awesome.
I was like, oh, I can't wait to see her next. And I'd be like, so I heard you really like my mini me.
That's right. Oh my God. That's funny. When you can kind of rub it in a little bit. That's nice that she was like at least even acknowledging your son. I mean, do you think that's like kind of a win in a way, or does she usually?
I mean, if it's just me, she typically will just walk past me. Like when we sit at the martial arts class, like she will sit in front of me and talk to everyone in the room but me and give her son a phone. So he definitely won't talk to me. But yeah, if it's her and my husband, she's just like they're best friends. I'm just like, whatever you think, girlfriend.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, I guess. But,
but her son's the same age as mine. They're like 2 months apart. So if they can find some common ground and at least get through those moments, then whatever. Yeah. I would rather that than the chaos.
And when you, like, when they were out together, you felt like good about all of that. Like, I think most women, I feel like that I'm reading up on wouldn't be okay with that. I, for one, think it's great. And I also, when my husband does that with his ex, like my stepdaughter's mom, it doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?
So they never actually like had a relationship or anything, you know? So there's not like any history there that I should be jealous of. And I mean, not to put any woman down, but like she is almost double my age. Like she's almost the same age as my mom.
Yeah.
And is a fucking shit show. So I'm like,
there's nothing to worry about there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It took hard drugs for him to do it last time. I don't think he would do it sober for the family.
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no jealousy on my part. I do definitely understand women who maybe feel that way about like ex-wives and things.
Yeah.
But they've never seen our bio mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a different story. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure she has a couple of nice qualities.
And you're such a catch. Let me just say that.
As I currently sit here with my hair tied in the bun. And
I think it looks good. I mean, if you're not mom bunning it, I think that's like the sex symbol nowadays, pretty much. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Pretty much, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good Halloween. I think it was constructive.
Do you feel like, I don't know about you, but I felt like that was the like first really exciting thing the kids had really experienced in a while.
Yeah, it was definitely, and I don't know about like, cause we obviously live in different cities, but I'm not sure how it was for you guys, but it was so busy for us.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice seeing so many people get like really into it and just be excited about something. I got my first trick-or-treat at 4:30.
Right. You were saying that. Crazy.
My kids went trick-or-treating for like probably a solid 4 or 5 hours. Like,
that's awesome.
So
was it cold there? We were fucking freezing.
Well, which is weird because we're very far north. Like,
yeah.
We live so far north that you can turn left into Costco or go right and go to Alaska. And it was actually warm. Like it was like +9 or something. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah.
It was like -15 here, Amanda. It was cold. It was fucking cold this Halloween.
I mean, I went out trick-or-treating for like an hour, so you know it wasn't that cold.
It was pretty good temperature, yeah. It was busy here, but I think people just lasted as long as they could. Like, honestly, people started early. Like you said, I think we got our first one at around 5. And then by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, it was pretty quiet.
Oh, really?
It was so fucking cold. Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, which is nice because when my husband went out to meet my stepdaughter's bio mom and do like their trick-or-treating,
yeah,
I put my candy out on the doorstep and locked the door.
Yeah.
And I put on like my trashy MTV shows and ate my kids' Halloween candy while they went and got me more.
Of course.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's the perks, you know? It's the perks. Mom tag.
It was so nice to see the kids just have something to be excited about, though.
Same. I know. I just have been feeling just really, really bad for them these days. And I just feel like Halloween was just one of those things that felt normal. Like nothing was COVID-y, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, no, it was really nice.
Good. Well, I think today Amanda and I had thought we would talk a little bit about the term or the quote of "you knew what you were getting into." And I feel like everyone's, if you're a step parent, has been told that at least once. Have you been told that, Amanda?
Oh, more times than I can count, I think.
Does it fucking piss you off, Amanda?
I mean, I'm proud of myself that I haven't hit anyone yet.
Yes. So there's that. I couldn't agree more. I know. They're like, well, you knew what you were getting into. You knew what was expected. You knew he had a child. It's like, yeah, but you don't know until you get into it, you know? And who knows?
Well, and I was on the other side of that. I was 19 when I met my spouse, so I often will, you know, remind people that in some countries you can't even buy lottery tickets at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's allowed to make dumb decisions.
Well, and they say your brain doesn't mature until you're like, what, 26?
Yeah, I just turned 26.
Yeah, so welcome.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm so fucking miserable this year.
And tired, yeah. Absolutely. Your brain's finally like, shit, man, we did not expect this.
Yeah, nothing's changing, bitch. Sit down and settle in.
Right? Oh, my God. I don't know. I thought, like, what were your initial thoughts, I guess? I know you were young and you were kid-free. Obviously, you were 15.
Definitely kid-free. Yeah, when I met my partner, he was a single dad, and my stepdaughter had just turned 3, and she hadn't seen her mom or had contact since she was 3 months. So I went into this relationship thinking it was just the two of them, package deal, no baby mama drama, all the good stuff. I mean, obviously there was some, you know, settling in to do. And then it was like, I got pregnant with my second son, and she popped back into the picture, and I was like, all right, this is happening, and I'm definitely stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my husband, but what I signed up for was not what I fucking thought I was signing up for.
Did you have a vision, like, when you first started dating him, of like how things would go?
Oh, absolutely. Especially because I was like one of the lucky ones without some woman like dictating my life.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, we decided to have kids pretty early in our relationship because my stepdaughter's age, and I didn't want her to be so spaced out that she felt like we just started a second family without her.
Yeah.
So that was definitely part of the decision. And then, yeah, I thought it was just going to be smooth sailing. Obviously, she was difficult at 3. I've been around kids a lot my whole life, so I know that that age isn't particularly easy. And now she's almost 10, and we've just had a lot of things thrown our way that I never would have expected.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like blinded by love, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird that things always seem so good in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, oh, like, this is especially when you vibe right away, you're like, okay, this is going to be a piece of cake. Like, I don't know what anybody else was talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I definitely had friends that were like, are you sure this is what you want? Like, you know, that's a lot to take on, blah, 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 blah. And I was young and, you know, I was raised by a single dad, so I was taking care of people for a long time already. And I wasn't scared of that role. But I also am a person that doesn't like high conflict. I don't like drama. I don't like chaos. And unfortunately, my stepdaughter's mom is all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since she has been in our lives, it has really thrown everything upside down.
Yeah. Almost not even fair for you to come in thinking, okay, she's not around and she won't be. And then all of a sudden she's just thrown in and kind of, I mean, I get that mothers are entitled to be with their children, but when it just throws everything upside down, and it's not like a slow moving integration into your life, right? It's just like, bam, I'm here and I'm here to stay. And
well, and she hadn't seen her in, like, by the time she met her, she was over 5 years old. She hadn't seen her in 5 years. Like, if my stepdaughter had passed her in the mall, she would have had no idea who she was.
Mm-hmm.
So to come in and disrupt a child's life and disrupt our family, and mm-hmm. you know, the first few years of my boys' lives, because they are so close in age, was honestly right in the middle of her coming back into our lives. My first son wasn't even one, and I was pregnant with our second. So the first few years of their lives, of me being a new mom, was supposed to be so happy and exciting and fulfilling, and it was chaos and court and drama and toxicity. Mm-hmm. And I am definitely fucking bitter about it, even still, like, years later.
And as you should be. Like, those are supposed to be some of our happiest times. You're supposed to be able to enjoy your pregnancy, and the stresses of pregnancy, just straight up pregnancy, are hard enough, let alone when you're going through all that stuff. And I don't know, I guess it just feels like you're kind of almost been ripped off, because it's like you had enough time to be like, okay, we're gonna start, you know, growing our family, and then surprise,
right? And whereas if I had known that, you know, she was a part of the equation,
mm-hmm.
my timeline would have looked different for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's just definitely a part of, you hear a lot of stepmoms talking about, like, grieving the life that they thought they had, and like, that definitely resides with me.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
What about you? What do you feel like your perception of what your role is going to be compared to what it has been?
I feel like I had my head in the clouds for sure. I feel like we met and he was just, I mean, just again, in case we have any new listeners, I had a baby with my ex-husband who we split during my pregnancy. So I was just on my own with the baby. And then me and my spouse met. And then, like, it's crazy how much you're even like, yeah, if I date, like, they're not meeting my kid for so long. And both of us were like, we just were so excited to, like, integrate our children into the equation. Like, it's actually not even something I would ever do. Like, it's crazy to me that we did that, but it just was a feeling. And I actually remember being in, like, I had, like, an app on my phone or something. I don't know, remember what it was, but it was like where you go on and, like, ask people for advice. Cause, like, I had a lot going on in my life back then, I feel like, but I remember even being like, I'm so lucky. Like, I met this man and he has such a wonderful daughter and, like, everything's really good and we get along really well. And, like, I don't understand what the big problem would be about, like, you know, like, being a blended family. And I feel like it was okay at first, even with her. Like me and my stepdaughter, like, we got along, like, right off the hop. She loved that I played with her. Like, I played with her. And even, like, a year in, like, she would wake up and she would want to, like, help me feed my son. And, like, she was just like, it couldn't have gone better. And I didn't really have to, like, there wasn't too much drama with mom. And then after a while, it just progressed. And I feel like it was because she was hearing more of like my name and my son's name. And she didn't like that. And then it just like, it didn't hit me until like probably 2 years in, where I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is serious. We have to deal with you. We're going to have to deal with the repercussions of your decisions at any time here. You have a say in my house. You know, like I had no idea until probably about 2 years in, because I feel like that's when she kind of like snapped out of like maybe her partying time.
Yeah.
And was like, oh shit, I've been fairly absent and now this woman's here and that's all I'm hearing about. Right. And so I think it just got progressively worse from there. But in the beginning, I was like, I don't see any issue.
Yeah.
You guys, like, I don't see what the issue is. Like, I remember my mom specifically being on the phone with me being like, don't date a man with kids. And I was like, well, I have a kid. So, you know, and I think I had that, she had that idea in her head for a different reason than I thought. Like, I just thought, well, it's because, you know, maybe you didn't vibe with like my dad's previous relationship, like his kids, but I vibe with this little girl. It's fine. But I don't think I realized like what it all entails. Like, I'm dealing with like her mom and her stepdad and like her grandma and grandpa. Like, I'm dealing with like bringing shit that she's dealt with over at mom's house and bringing it into our house. Like, I didn't even think about those things.
Yeah. And I mean, why would you?
No, I just thought, well, she's here. And when she's here, she's here. And when she's there and it'll be fine. And I never, ever thought like, I'm her mom now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I never, ever thought that at all. Like, it never went through my mind, but I feel like I did a post today on Instagram about that, but I feel like when we come in, and I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like when we come into it, we're like, oh, this is awesome. And we'll just be a presence in their life. And I feel like when bio mom sees us come in, they're like, she just thinks she's mom right away, you know? And it's like, well, that's not at all how I viewed it. And I just feel like it's a huge miscommunication.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I mean, I think these situations like definitely bring out insecurities that we have as women and as mothers.
Yeah.
And I mean, even for me, like we say pretty often that my stepdaughter has two moms because she does call us both mom.
Yeah.
And my youngest, a couple times in the last few weeks has said, I have two moms. And I'm like, stop it. No, you don't. And so, like, I know that I would have a hard time. If my husband and I ever split up, like, I know that I would have a hard time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the level at which some of these women take it is a whole other thing.
It's hard to say unless you're in the situation. But for me, so I was in that situation for, like, the smallest amount of time. So my son's biological father was around for the first year of his life. And he was with the woman that he cheated on me with. Did I give her the time of day? Absolutely fucking not. No way in hell. She was a bitch. Like, she was awful to me. She made my pregnancy horrible. Like, was I giving her a chance ever? No, not likely. But then obviously he moved on from that and had a different girlfriend. And I asked if I could meet her after I knew they were spending a lot of time together and that often she was there when my son was visiting. And we met and I was very polite and she was very polite. And she ended up being the one that would like buy my son gifts and like wrap them and like encourage my son's biological father to even call. You know, like, I knew she had a good heart. That's why I also knew they weren't going to last. But I was like, if she's going to be around, like, I want to know her because basically I know she's going to be the one caring for my son. Yeah. And I just want to know her and I want to be able to communicate with her because I know I can't communicate with him. Right. So I think that's how I would deal with it. But when it comes to like my son being older and telling me how much he loves her and enjoys her and maybe calls her mom, yeah, I don't know how I would deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have a rough time. I mean, like you said, I would definitely at some point try to make an effort. Obviously, if there was no bad blood, but
yeah,
I mean, as much as I don't know. I feel like in my situation, I'm like, she doesn't have a reason to be any sort of way with me. Like,
yeah,
do I expect her to like thank me for raising her child while she was off being a whatever? No, but.
Yeah.
Could she like make eye contact with me and use my first name? Fucking probably.
Yeah. Acknowledge that you're in the room, maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're a ghost. And you know what? As much as you say, you know, because I feel you there. I feel like we can relate on that note together that both bio moms feel like we don't need to exist and that we don't. But it's just a level of like, okay, our stepdaughters are old enough now, they can see you ignoring me. Yeah. What kind of traits do you think you are passing on to your child on how to treat somebody? Like, that's important in your daughter's life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, especially when these kids haven't had a whole lot of other social interactions the last couple of years, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Fuck, man, it's rough. Do you feel like you ever dealt with, like, did you ever feel like you had to deal with, or have you ever dealt with, like, competitive parenting where it's, like, between the households, like, you feel like you need to, like, do something a certain way or, like, make sure you do something while your stepdaughter's maybe, I know it's different now, but when you were sharing custody, like, do you feel like you had to compete in any way?
Again, don't want to put anyone down. There was no competition. Honestly, though, like, our situation is very unique, and she did a lot of things to the extreme. So, like, my worst days are better than her best days. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't feel, and maybe that's why I feel so secure in other ways, too, but, like, I mean, the only really thing that I thought to do was, like, I made her change when she came to my house and put new clothes on so I could wash her clothes, because that's how dirty her mom's house was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, like, nothing as far as that I don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've said this before, and I hate to compare raising a child to a puppy, but it did often feel like retraining a puppy. Every time she came back to our house, it was like, basic personal hygiene, basic manners, how to clean up after yourself.
You're right. It is similar. Not that we look at them as animals, but it is similar to I even say it's the extent of, like, to me, it was the extent of, like, kids going to grandma's for the weekend and you get them back and it's just like tantrums and, like, they forgot that you say no and that you're a parent and that you're not going to get everything you want, right? Like, it's, I feel like, and still do feel like, she's 12, that it takes a good couple days to get back into the, if she gets back into the groove. Some weeks she doesn't get back into it and she's stuck being over there in her head or something. But yeah, it is retraining. It is giving that space. And I think, like, my stepdaughter's psychologist said to give it at least 3 days. And I was like, holy shit, that's like almost half our time.
You have to wonder, like, is she extra pleasant for them then for 3 days?
Or yeah. And I'm not really sure. Right. Like, it's insane. And sometimes I'm like, man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall over there, because I remember in the beginning, she would call, like, her bio mom would call my spouse and be like, I can't handle her. And I was like, what do you mean you can't handle her? Like, she's nothing hard to handle, really. This was back then. And then last year, last year, the year before, she was giving me attitude because she was wearing a crop fucking top. I fucking hate these crop top bullshit things. Like, she's 12. She was 10 at the time. Fuck off with it. She wore it in front of me and kind of gave me the look like, what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, change now. Change now. And she was like, why? I don't see anything wrong with it. And was like, giving me all this like attitude that she's never given me before. Like, she never really gives me attitude. And she gave me attitude. And I looked at her like, do you forget where you are right now? And she like looked at me really big eyed and was like, actually, yes. I'm sorry. So it like just goes to show, like, she's different. She's different at both places. Like, she wouldn't even really try to give us too much attitude, like basic attitude, but nothing like disrespectful. It's crazy. She was like, oh shit, I did forget. Like, I'm so sorry. Oh, and I had to laugh. I was like, okay, well, check yourself. And she was like, okay, I'll go change. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's too funny.
But it's like, man, are you really giving them shit like that over there? Like, I tell you to change. Like, you're changing. Mm-hmm. You're 12.
Yeah. I don't remember asking you a question.
Yeah, this is what's happening. Like, oh my God. Oh, some of the shit, Amanda.
I know. That's why you're drinking.
It is.
It should be.
You should be. Drink your healthy water.
I would like to know, though, what three words would you use to describe the stepmom role?
Just three. Okay. Confusing. Stressful. But also wonderful. Like, and I say that because without her, I wouldn't have a daughter. Like, I wouldn't have a daughter. And in a lot of ways, I feel like our relationship is super special, as much as she really like frustrates me in a lot of ways, because she didn't come from me, right? But my own kid frustrates me, but it's just really cool to see, like, I rub off on her. Mm-hmm. Like, the other night when you and I were trying to record, but we had technical difficulties as per tradition. She had called and was talking to her dad, and she was like, well, where's mommy? And he was like, oh, well, she's downstairs recording. Like, unfortunately it didn't work out. And she was like pissed. Like, she was upset that she couldn't like talk to me. And it's like, I can't believe we're there. Like, I can't believe we're there. So, like, I would say a lot of it is stressful and confusing to me. But there's, like, little moments like that where I'm like, that's awesome. And one more thing. We were at a Halloween party on our street, and someone had asked her, like, oh, man, how'd you get so wise? And she was like, she pointed at me, and she was like, well, she raised me. I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm like, but honestly, Amanda, at like your stepdaughter's age at 9, would she ever fucking said that? Never. Wouldn't have. Like, never. So it's like crazy to see transition.
Yeah.
If you could explain it in three words, what would you explain it as? I know you're in a season right now, Amanda, so you can just give it the three words that you feel fit in right now.
My honest answer at this time would be exhausting. Mm-hmm. Roller coaster. I feel mm-hmm. like there are ups and there's obviously downs. Some mm-hmm. seasons there's a lot more down. Frustrating. I don't know. It's frustrating to, especially as a type A person who likes mm-hmm. to be in control and schedules and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's hard. I do have a partner that's pretty respectful and tries his hardest to keep me in the loop and all of that, but he definitely has like agreed to, making plans or signing me up for something before he's talked to me or
Oh,
things
fuck,
like
that's
that, where I'm just like, cool, everyone gets a say in my schedule except for me. Like, fuck all of you.
perfect. Do you ever feel like you're just like a chauffeur and you don't get paid?
Oh yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
like even just last week he texted me at like he was at work, texted me, it was probably like 3:30, and was like, can you take my stepdaughter to her martial arts class at 5 o'clock? And it was across town. Obviously I had to feed the kids first, packed, blah 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 blah. And it was because her mom wanted to see her, because that's one of the places we do supervised visits. So got everybody ready, blah blah blah, was there. Guess who wasn't there? And so I had to text him to text her to show up because I had already told my stepdaughter that she would be there. So she rolled in 20 minutes later and, doesn't acknowledge me and all the rest, but it was just like, and then we're on our way out and she was like, yeah, you're coming back to tomorrow's class too. I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, bitch, nobody fucking said that. Do not sign me up for shit, especially when you're telling her to her face, and now I'm gonna have to be the one to tell her no.
That is so extremely disrespectful.
So we kiboshed that real quick.
Yeah. Good
But
for
the fact
you
that
for
it
doing
even, yeah, the fact that it even happened though, like there was probably steam coming out of my ears. And I mean, it may not seem like a big thing, but my life has been dictated by her for a long time in other ways. So at this
Sure.
point, I'm like, you have no rights at all. Like, you're lucky I'm even here.
Yeah, and like willing and wanting her to have a relationship with her mom, right? Like we know how important that is for her, but sometimes you're like, what the fuck is your problem? But she's just obviously so bitter about the whole situation that I feel like she's just trying to control where she can. But
I mean,
yeah.
just kind of, it's embarrassing for me to even like watch. So, and then I just feel like everyone in our situation has really poor communication skills. So I'm often like the go-between person.
Yeah, trying to
Like,
fill in the blanks.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even a couple weeks ago, like my husband was kind of in a bit of an argument with my stepdaughter's mom's sister, so her aunt. And I ended up having to talk to the aunt, then talk to my husband, and then have a three-way call with all of them after, and like, I don't know, calm everybody down and like explain everyone's side. So I was like, I'm gonna be a mediator after this.
Yeah, you need a raise.
Right?
That's for sure.
I get a vacation by myself in 2 weeks, so that's my reward.
I'm so excited for you.
Seriously. I
I'm
can't
so
wait.
excited for you. You deserve
This
it.
is my first time alone since becoming a mom, besides when I had surgery.
You know what? The hospital is vacation. I don't care. Well, not for you. You.
I
I had my appendix out and I was like, I'm not mad about
I think if you let me like
it.
order skip the dishes, it would be different.
Mine was nowhere near as invasive as yours, but I remember just being like, I'm not too pissed off about it. Like, it's all fine. But.
Do you know what? I think it also would have been fine because when I had my surgery, like even my husband wasn't allowed in with me, like dropped me off outside the hospital.
Yeah.
And my surgery was in Edmonton, where a lot of my really close friends are. So leading up to my surgery, I'm like planning on everyone bringing me like my favorite foods in Edmonton and like
Yes,
my favorite,
yes.
all of my favorite things. And then no one could come.
Ugh.
I was just like, oh, you're all so close and so far away.
Yeah, because like having support would be totally crazy for
Yeah,
them.
and I mean, sitting in a hospital by yourself for a week is boring.
Yeah, I can understand that. Do you feel like you've had to put a lot? I mean, I almost know this answer. I feel weird. It feels weird even asking you, but do you feel like you've had to put a lot of your goals on hold for the sake of the child? Did you feel like you knew that's something you would have to do in your role as a stepmom?
I mean, I at one point I did quit my job. I had a really good job, a career that I went to school for, and I did quit to be a stay-at-home mom with her.
Mm-hmm.
We were just having a lot of behavioral issues, and at one point we thought maybe that would help.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now, knowing what we know that, you know, me staying home with her wasn't going to help. So I definitely just feel like I made decisions without all the information. That
yeah.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very early on, I knew that I was going to sacrifice, but I really hoped that it would pay off. And I think maybe the time in which I thought it would pay off and what it actually will is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like at this point, I'm like having to remind myself, I'll hopefully get grandkids out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And just thinking of those big moments in the future of hopefully, you know, one day she just turns around and, you know, I like not needing a huge explanation, but just like a hug and a kiss and a thank you one day.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Stay tuned, right?
Right?
Absolutely.
We're definitely in a hard season, so it's always hard to picture like the outcome of it when you're in it, you know?
Yeah. You're in like winter is coming mode.
And winter is also fucking here, and I hate it if I haven't mentioned it before.
I know. That's what I mean. Like you're just in it in all angles, and we appreciate you.
Love you.
And everybody else in your house does too. I know they do.
I know. They're so sweet.
Yes. And you're just a great mom. You're a great spouse. You're a great stepmama, so just so you know, in case no one's told you lately.
Dana's talking to everybody.
No, I'm talking to you. But I'm talking to everybody else, too. Like, I mean, no one, it's like they say, you know, being a mom and being a stepmom, I don't care. It's the same fucking thing. It's a thankless job. Not many people actually thank you for what you actually do. And I feel like the only people that do are other moms. And I feel like it's just so special.
We're just like a big gang that notice each other when no one else
we
does.
We do. And honestly, like even on our social media, I'm just like, man, I like love checking in on this. Like, I just love people. I love hearing what they have to say. And like, what they're experiencing. I just think it's so awesome. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But
speaking of our social media, since we are here together, we have officially hit over 1,000 followers.
What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you to everybody who supports us and shows us all the love.
Oh, and can I just say, Amanda, we also have to welcome some new listeners. We have some listeners in some different countries. Yes. And here I am. I'm just waiting for it to load. Here we go. We would like to say hey to Finland, to obviously UK. UK love. I love the UK.
And we love the UK also.
Yes. Finland, Australia, Germany, Italy, New Zealand, Netherlands, Argentina, Croatia, and Brazil.
Wow.
Say hey to all of you guys. Like, welcome.
Seriously, thank you for all the support from across the whole world. That's crazy.
I know. It's so crazy. And it's just an unspeakable bond that you have with other stepmoms, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, when the world opens back up, hopefully we can visit all those countries.
Oh, that'd be so cool. So cool. Maybe go on a cruise with all the stepmamas.
Okay. Currently looking into that.
Yes.
How do we book a solely stepmom cruise? No kids allowed. No husbands allowed.
Just stepmoms. And
everyone is wine drunk by 11 a.m.
I'm in. I mean, that's easy. That's easy for
yeah.
me.
Breakfast of champions.
That's right. I know one thing I wanted to address too was the fact that I had no fucking clue I'd be spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in lawyer fees and court. and psychologists.
Yeah, no one
didn't
mentioned
even know what that. Majority of them were. So now I'm a pro. And actually, we were, my spouse and I, we were the first couple in Alberta to overturn an arbitrator's decision. So whoop whoop.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
I know. We didn't know either until it happened. And our lawyers were like, that's never fucking happened before. Wow. But
we're going to do a whole episode on that.
Right? We became lawyers in our spare time. Did you feel like at all like you'd be in a courtroom, like you'd be having to deal with any of the shit legalities that you've ever dealt with?
No. But on the other hand, I honestly just found the court papers from my parents'
custody stuff.
And like my mom's batshit crazy also. So it's very interesting reading like the written statements from both of their parts, being the child that was in the middle, and being like, holy shit. Like, I mean, seeing it from all sides like that is just
insane.
And it definitely solidified like, this is just my life.
It's almost like you attract it, I feel like, too. Like, I do feel that way. I've been through a lot of the court system as a child too, and I feel like it's just now it's just a magnet to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this though. Some days are better than others.
Absolutely. I just think back to cute little old me in the beginning, just being like, this is great.
Yeah. Back what before I had gray hairs and wrinkles.
That's right. That's right. But I just think, I guess, try not to let people get under your skin. And when they utter the stupid words of you knew what you were getting yourself into, I just feel like just you don't want to go to
jail. On that note, do you feel like when you're like an early stepmom and like are still kind of trying to figure things out that you give off of more of a vibe that people think that they can give their opinion? Whereas now I feel like I am so unapologetically like, fuck yourself and your opinion if you've never been in my spot, that not many people say much to me anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, rightfully so. Unless you want to hear my feedback.
Right?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
Maybe even I just mask with the resting bitch face.
Oh, like there's a wrinkle in between my eyes, and I'm pretty sure it's since I became in a blended family. Like, what the fuck? No.
No. Yeah, that's your what the fuck line.
I flatten it out. Like, I'm flattening it out right now. Because I'm like, stop. Like, stop. But I just, no one knows. And I think, I forget what the reel was that I saw. I think it was from the Straightforward Stepmom. I want to say it was. And she did a reel and it was like, trying to tell people about your stepmom problems, like your friends, but they don't understand. And they're just like, no, no, that can't be true. That's not right. That didn't really happen. Are you serious? And you're like, girl. And I feel like I do have a few friends that I can like vent like that too, but like they don't understand. Like they're always just like, are you serious? That's literally the line. Are you serious?
I have one friend that is like been very close with me through the duration of my stepmom journey, and she is childless. And she definitely tries her best to understand. Her mom was a stepmom though and didn't love the role, so I think she tries to see it from all sides. But I every now and again, like, I'll show up to like a girls' night or something, and most of my friends are childless. Like, a lot of them are married or in serious relationship but don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just kind of like, yeah, work sucks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my baby mama called CPS and told them this and did this and, like, all this drama. And I'm like, you guys have way better lives.
And then you find yourself venting and then you're like, oh, shit, did I say too much?
Yeah, everyone's looking at me like I'm the entertainment for the night. Like, you're welcome.
Reminds me of like Will Ferrell in Old School when he's like, are we not in the circle of trust?
I did not bring enough alcohol for this.
No. Oh, I always feel like I word vomit all over people, and I've just like stopped. I've just stopped. I
Same.
literally save it for you, Amanda. That's pretty much it. But I'm
You
just
either
like,
get one word or all of it.
yeah, exactly. And then it's like people on social media, like, oh man, there's so many cool stepmoms all over the world.
Yeah, we have to be the coolest.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
just
like,
like
stepmoms
the,
in general.
I think the biggest hearts, like, honestly.
Cat
Hello,
people.
your cat has a bum and it's just on your shoulder and it's so cute.
I'm just like, this one, this got awkward real fast.
Yeah, this changed topic. I love your kitty. What are you trying to do?
I know I need to post her on our Instagram.
Yeah, we need more cat. We need more cat photos. It's
We need
true.
more pet photos.
It's true.
Yeah, we'll have to get a get to know your pet thing going.
Absolutely. Well, just want to thank everyone for listening to another Mother podcast and being a part of our community. And just remember, no matter how unique your situation, you're not alone.
And to be a part of the show or make an episode topic suggestion or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow at Another Mother Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
Bye. Thank you.